Bobby and Liberty share your Facebook feedback now on My 105.3.
So today we want to know if you've ever had an encounter with a wild animal. Now, that just doesn't necessarily mean up close and personal, like it attacked you or anything like that, but just maybe you ran into one unexpectedly, you know, that kind of thing.
One of them could have ran into you unexpectedly, like, well, I had my goose encounter a couple of years ago, but also there was a raccoon that was just like going wild near the Thorntons on the west side. We're like, what is happening?
And on our Facebook page, we're seeing a lot of raccoon stories. Tabitha says that she's relocated several snakes from harm's way over the years, first of all. And then she says it once helped a raccoon escape from a dumpster that they was stuck in. She says, my mom used to feed raccoons, and they were like pets, and they kept trying to come into our house, tried to save an injured mourning dove, she says. She said, my backyard birds aren't scared of me. Several stay and hang out when I'm out there, and the hummingbirds come right down into my face sometimes and look at me. She says, look, I'm not saying I'm Snow White, but I'm not scared of wildlife. I want to know, does Tabitha go out there and like whistle and...
I want to know where she's hiding the seven dwarfs, actually. Sandy Spurlock says, living on the edge of the woods, we see a lot of critters. We've trapped two raccoons. Oh, amateur hour. Two. Try like 15, okay, Sandy? They set them free.
It's not a competition. Just read her comment.
Is it not?
We asked her to comment, and then you're making fun of her. Just read it.
Several years ago, she was heading down the driveway with her dog, Rocco, and a skunk came out of a drain pipe at the end of the driveway. I turned to go back in the house, but Rocco decided to go after the skunk. Wound up in the driveway on my side. Rocco didn't catch the skunk. I think it ran away.
Man.
You don't want to deal with skunk smell. I haven't had to, knock on wood, but...
Yeah, knock on wood, too. We see skunks all the time at our house, and I've yet to be sprayed. Our doggie's never been sprayed.
I don't think I've ever seen a skunk in real life that wasn't run over.
Really?
Not except you for Le Pepe Le Pew, but that's a cartoon.
That's not... That's right, Lib. That is not a real skunk. You're correct.
My morning show with Bobby and Liberty. The Tri-State's favorite morning show.
It's like they're in the car with me every morning.
From the Robert John and Associates Injury Law Studio on My 105.3.
It's a name you have trusted through the years. Robert John and Associates.
Well, as weird as I am in the wildlife, my son, Chase, has recently taken a liking to fishing. Went fishing with some of his friends, and now... We found out Uncle Jerry has a pond, and he's like, well, where do the fish come from? And I'm like, well, actually, Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply has largemouth bass, channel fish, or Chanel fish, if you're fancy. There's no channel for them to go in, so I don't know. Bluegill and more to stock up your ponds and lakes. Obviously, I don't know anything about fish, but Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply does. Fish days continue through the end of the month, and they will sell out. They smell better, actually, those Chanel fish. That's what I hear, anyway. A little perfumey. Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply carries the full line of Hill's Science Diet for both dogs and cats, those favorite recipes they love, and guaranteed best prices in town. Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply is right off Burkhart on Interstate Drive. You can visit them and find out more about these fish days and Chanel fish, what they have to offer. TriStateEquineAndPet.com. It's the Tri-State's number one pet food source, and it's where I shop, so be sure and tell them Liberty sent you. If you're looking for a night full of laughs, music, and giving back, then listen up, because we've got the perfect event.
We're teaming up with Pat Coslett's Simplicity Furniture for two nights of comedy and live music, all to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Comedian Haywood Banks is headlining Friday, August 29th, and Saturday, August 30th, at Pat Coslett's Simplicity Showroom on the corner of Green River and Vogel.
Tickets are just $10. And every single dollar goes to St. Jude. Doors open at 6:30 with live music from Ben Dahlquist before Haywood Banks takes the stage at 8 p.m.
Saturday night will also feature a huge live auction. More fun ways to give back.
Plus, Bodine's food truck will be there both nights, and the bar inside Pat's showroom will also be open, serving up wine and beer.
Everyone ages 13 and up are welcome to come laugh loud and give big for St. Jude.
Get all the details now inside the My 105.3 app, or just show up and join the party.
Pat Coslett's Simplicity Furniture, where comedy meets community for a great cause.